Welcome to season 7 of the Making a Marketer podcast with your hosts, Megan Powers with Powers of Marketing and Jen Cole with Gretiman Group and Xstand. The show is for all levels of experience, talking marketing, business, and branding with the brightest of minds as our guests. Lots of learning and laughing. Here we go. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 144. I wish it was 149. That would have been so good. of the Making a Marketer podcast. The last time we did this show, it was episode 49. And remember at the beginning, I told you that and you went, oh, no. Here we are. I'm Megan Powers with Powers of Marketing. I am a 49ers season ticket holder. And my co-host, Jen Cole, is a huge Chiefs fan. Hi, Jen. How you feeling?
I feel all right. I feel a little bit better than I did the other day, honestly. I don't know why, but I do.
Yeah. You know what? That's funny because so do I. I've been feeling nervous, but I've had this feeling of calm come over me this morning. Like, I think that it's going to be close. Well, let's go to the end to give our score predictions. But you see, even Floki is so excited about it.
I tell you what, those two, like Floki and Olaf today have been on something. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they know. We know.
All right, my friends, we are revisiting if you're listening to us on the podcast, I'm going to give you a visual. We're recording this live and I am decked in my Niners gear. I think Jen is decked in her Chiefs gear, but you can't really see. It's below the thing. But I
from last
okay. Okay. Yeah. And I've got my screen behind me with my Do It for the Bay towel from the playoff game, the divisional against the Packers. Nice. I've got another towel back there from the playoffs. I don't know if it's from last year or when we went to the Super Bowl 4 years ago, but there's going to be all sorts of, it's funny because I put a little deck together to show some visuals, but what I didn't pull together is something that I find to be one of the most remarkable things. And that's about all of the coaches and players, like coaches who were players and familiar members for my 49ers. So the last time the 49ers won the Super Bowl, yes, it was a long time ago. Yes, it was 29 years ago, which people like to remind us of all the time. I would like to point out that when you all beat us in Super Bowl 54, it had been how long?
The first time since the 50s?
No, earlier than that. It was like the second or third.
It was forever.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was one of the first Super Bowls.
So this happens. These things, you know, and I know that you guys have gone to the Super Bowl 4 out of the last 5 years. We've gone to the NFC Championship game 4 out of the last 5 years and have only gotten there twice. But yeah, in the last 2 years in a row, kind of got hurt a little by the Eagles. And anyway, I don't want to talk about that. Did think positive things. Oh, cry Eagles cry. Sorry. Not playing this year. Yeah. So what's the chatter around Wichita this week?
Oh, it is wild around Wichita this week, but I had to run some errands today. And it was so funny because everyone's out like in Chiefs gear. It's Red Friday, of course, you know, that's what Red Friday is any Friday before game day. And yes, we're before game day, but it's like insane right now. And it was so funny because I went to Sephora as one of my errands because I had to get more red lipstick. It's a thing. Okay. And when I was checking out, the girl was like, do the Chiefs play tomorrow? I was like, honey. And then the lady next to her goes, bestie, no, they play in the Super Bowl on Sunday. I was like, yes. And she's like, oh, so there's going to be dips this weekend. I'm like, oh, there's going to be all the dips this weekend. No.
Yeah, I guess it is. It does become hard for those of us who are big fans to understand those who don't. But like the Super Bowl is kind of a big news thing, even if it's not a regional news thing, which it definitely is where you live.
Everywhere.
Like, how do you miss even social media? Like, I don't.
The grocery stores with the cupcakes and the everything.
Yes.
You know? It's everywhere.
brightest bulb in that lamp, that one, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a little complacency. You know, you guys are like, yeah, we've been here before. We got Pat. We're good. Yeah. What's the sentiment around,
Mahomes to Kelsey? That hype?
Well, no, I'm just saying in general, like you said, you didn't have a great season, right? So this is the worst you guys have played and you're still in the Super Bowl, which says a lot about the way your team performs in a playoffs. And I think that's what scares the Niners fans more than anything is Pat in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was funny too, because someone who knows nothing about sports today said they were surprised that the Niners were favored given how many times you guys have been to the Super Bowl. And I wanted to point out to him, like, well, we've actually been to the Super Bowl more times. We have more wins. But I said, well, I think what's weird is that even though the line, it's only a point and a half, which to me makes it like zero, but also the sentiment, everyone I hear talking about it thinks that the Chiefs have it in the bag. I don't hear anybody saying, oh, the Niners are going to do it.
Yeah, I hear homers right here, and they keep moving. Tim checks the line like every single day, and hasn't it been moving though?
It was one. Yeah, I haven't seen it to where you guys were favored. Been between a point and to a point and a half.
Like, yeah, which almost makes it move. Are we considered home or you guys? I don't know that.
You guys are home team.
Yeah.
You are home team, which actually it's funny because my sister texted me and she said, we're wearing white. She said, Casey missed it. Niners will be in their whites and Casey in red. And I said, yeah, they got to pick because you guys are home team again. It switches every other year, NFC and AFC. And you guys wore red last time. And when we wore white, we were also in white the last time we won the Super Bowl. But also the white uniform team has won 37 out of 57 Super Bowls too. So there's, you know. you believe that nonsense.
Wearing like light gray and me wearing red. Oh, we're ready. We're ready.
Okay. So part of this is us, like, we've been pretty kind so far, but I've got some arsenal. We're in a trash talk a little, but we're also going to trade social media stats. But I did want to say, you know, obviously our teams are the same colors. So that's kind of why I didn't wear red, but I mean, we're red and gold. And I feel like you guys are like ketchup and mustard.
We're ketchup and mustard. Yeah. You guys are like golden, like jewelry golden, like metallic golden, right?
Like, yeah. Like my cup.
Yes. Oh, and see, ours is like ketchup and mustard.
And my nails.
See, I haven't painted mine yet.
Yeah, exact same as I did the last two, the playoff games. I just had to, I thought, you know, if I can do anything to help drive the results of the game.
Let me see those. Oh my God, I love it. They're so pretty. Very, very pretty.
Just, you know, a little gold and red for those listening. My party nail is the gold nail, as they say. Okay, so I'm going to start with Facebook. And I'm starting here because we're crushing you. And this is the only one we're crushing you in. And
do you have them compared or do I need to look this up as we go?
I can show if you want me to show, I can do that. If you want to see it, I can do that. Let me pull this off screen and see if I can share. All right. I've never shared on a StreamYard before. Present. Share screen. Okay, share. All right. So 49ers, I went Facebook first. I'm not going in order because I was just because of the number. I personally think that this Facebook number has something to do with age. I think that there are a lot of older, yes, there are young Niners fans, but because of the history and how we've been good for so long, there's a lot of our fan base is older and meaning, so that means they're on Facebook. And so I think that that's part of it. We may have started our account earlier. Swifties are not on Facebook. I'm going to address the fact that that Taylor's boyfriend,
we're going to talk about it later,
has probably garnered a lot of fans, social media fans for the Kansas City Chiefs. Would you argue against that?
Oh, no, I won't argue against that. I think that's exactly correct. Honestly, it's a good thing to notice.
On that Twitter, we're tied 2.4 million and 2.4 million. But engagement on Twitter around the Chiefs went up 85% after she was at her first game. And was
I'm not surprised. People went bananas. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, no, she would never date him. And then she shows up at the Chiefs game. And I'm like, Well, so that's a thing. Awesome.
So, yeah. And the people who were angry about it, it's just, it boggles my mind. The best thing I've been hearing is that there's lots of little girls that want to watch football with their dad.
I know.
I just think we're growing a whole new crop of football fans.
Yes.
I mean, even Taylor Swift herself said, I didn't really know about football before, but it's such a fun game. I love it. Like, so yeah,
it's wild because her dad was friends with Andy Reid for a while, like before this whole thing even happened. It's so crazy to me. Like, they're huge. Her family is a big Eagles fan, but Andy used to coach for the Eagles. I don't know. It's bananas. Huh. Like, the whole thing is so cool.
Yeah, that's super interesting. Okay. So right now the Niners are ahead because, you know, we crushed you by 1.5 million on Facebook. All right. And now we go to TikTok, where you all are just blowing it out of the water. And I don't really know. I personally just got on TikTok for the first time in a year and a half this week to look at the numbers.
I think it's a combination of things here, honestly, the TikTok thing. Well, I mean, one, the Chiefs are amazing at content. They have the franchise, you know, their YouTube series, and then they post clips of that to TikTok. But then also, you know, we have Travis Kelce and the New Heights podcast, which, you know, drives a whole buzz. And then obviously the Swifties are on board and the Swifties are on TikTok. That's where they're at.
Right. Is New Heights because I'm watching it. I'm one episode behind. I just watched the one right after the championship games. But are they posting clips of New Heights on TikTok?
Yep, they do. Just like they do on Reels. Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So that's it, man. Like, and there, it's the number one podcast in sports globally. Yeah. It's funny because Trav's like, I don't really understand how we're like, they're like number one in Croatia. And like, he goes, Mexico? Like, does Mexico, do they not have soccer podcasts? Like, what is going on?
Right? That's bananas to me. But, you know, I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a good story that the brothers playing each other last year that probably influenced numbers for both those teams, Kelce and all of that kind of good stuff. So, okay. And I thought we would be better on YouTube. The 49ers are at 300 and I didn't give the numbers for TikTok. So the 49ers have 1.7 million and the Chiefs have 4.2. Now on YouTube, the Chiefs have 527,000. And the Niners have 349,000. By the way, the number 49 has been coming up everywhere all week. It's crazy. I'll look at the clock. I'll look at the time. The length of a video is 49 seconds. Like, it's just, the 49s are everywhere.
49s are everywhere.
I'm just saying. It's a sign. All right. And then Instagram, you have us by an inch.
Yeah, not very much. No.
I think Threads is still such a like baby that I don't think those numbers would be, you know, even if they've claimed the account, I'm not sure if they're posting there. So if you want to look that up.
Yeah, I can do that real quick.
Yeah. So Instagram, Niners have 3.4 million and the Chiefs have 3.6 million. Did you see the reels and videos that the Niners did this week? They were given friendship bracelets.
Oh, I heard about it, but I didn't see them. Heard about it. Didn't see. I love it. Oh, speaking of friendship bracelets, I have signage. So it says touchdown.
Excellent. Touchdown.
I got a whole pack of signs for our Super Bowl game.
It was so actually cute and wholesome, the reaction of the Niners players. And I'm going to show you that the first one that they gave out, Brock was the first one up. And they gave him a bracelet that had 13 on it.
Uh-huh.
So for those of you listening, we have a 49ers fan named Rita, I think Oakley is her last name. And she is an artist. She's the one who drew this picture, and I'll describe it in a second. When Jimmy was still on the team, she said, drawing Jimmy every day until he gets traded. So that was like, I don't know, 500 something days. And then after he got traded, she decided to do drawing the 49ers until we go to the Super Bowl. So this picture that she drew, it's got Taylor in the upper right hand corner, and it says 13. It's a really good number. And there's our quarterback, Brock Purdy. We're in number 13. Lucky number 13. I am a 13th baby also. So I have an affinity for the number myself. So yeah, so I thought that was interesting.
That is really cool. I love that so much. Oh my gosh.
All right. And the other image I have on this slide is, it's a picture of George Kittle. I brought him with me today.
Of course you did.
Yeah. He's my only doll, as you put it last time, who's still on the team. So, but it's a picture of George. It's at ESPN NFL post. And it says, it's a quote from Travis Kelce. And it says about George Kittle, he's the best tight end in the league and deservingly so this year.
Oh.
So. Yeah.
See, we all share the love. We all share.
All good. All right. It's all good, she says. All right. Now, I know there's been a lot of talk about how good your defense is. And we have had a really good defense, but our defense hasn't played as well in the playoffs. So I know we're going to turn it around. But I just wanted to point out, we have a couple of really good guys on our defense. So pictured here is Nick Bosa, who, as George Kittle stated on media night, his thighs are the size of my torso. He has 10 sacks in these playoffs, which is most in our franchise's history. That's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. And then Fred Warner, Freddie, he's a man. He has 84 tackles, which is another record in franchise history in the playoffs. So I'm kind of skipping ahead here, but the Niners have had more playoff appearances than any other team.
I didn't know that. That's really cool.
38. This will be 39 coming up. And I'll show you that graphic before too long. But yeah, so these guys are
10 equals 39.
A couple of leaders. And did you see the clip of Bosa talking to Brock Purdy?
No,
I
haven't gotten to see anything this week, and I'm really sad about it.
Bosa is he's a really slow talking guy.
Uh-huh.
He talks like this, and he just takes his time getting his words out.
Oh boy, so
they're in the locker room after they beat the Lions, and he says, "Did you know you were going to be this good? I mean, I was drafted second, and even I had insecurity," but basically telling him, like, "You seem like you're not insecure at all." He goes, and Brock's answer, "Well, I can be better." So there you have it.
That's boom.
Also on this slide, not a defensive guy, but Trent Williams is I think he's the oldest player on the team, but he's still like he is the most feared offensive lineman in the entire league. 11 Pro Bowls. Yeah. So he won't get at your quarterback because he's on the offensive line, but he will prevent people from getting to ours. So so we've got that going for us. Travis Kelce, 9 Pro Bowls.
Oh,
he's tied for 5th among active players, which is nice. Pat Mahomes. I see. She just held up a sign that said 87 plus 13 equals 100. So that's Kelce plus. That's cute. What does that one say?
11 is red.
Okay. All right. So there's a connection. I don't know the context of this, but Pat Mahomes was quoted as saying, "Travis Kelce hurts my feelings every single day." Which I think is kind of funny. And our fullback, who's like gets made fun of because he's a fullback, but he's like really good football player. He also has been named to 8 Pro Bowls, which is he's tied for 10th among active players. Kyle Juszczyk, and when he does anything, we shout juice, juice. So it sounds like we're booing him.
And but
his wife is the one who's making it everyone's jackets. So
yes, she is.
And she just got a deal with the NFL. She got her first jacket put out yesterday, I think.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram. It looks amazing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Don't you love that? I just love it.
Kristen. Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. As soon as I saw Taylor walking in, I was like, oh, that's Kristen made that. I totally 100% knew.
And everyone knows her name. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Okay.
She's got a cool product.
So just taking a look at the season. By the way, for those of you who don't know, this is our first full season that our quarterback has played. He was a rookie last year, and he's only lost 5 games total in the whole time he's been playing. So there's that. Season stats, 49ers, 28.9 points per game average, and the Chiefs have 21.8.
Yeah,
so that's a whole touchdown and an extra point right there.
Gosh,
and almost 400 yards per game. You guys around what, 350 passing yards per game? We're higher than y'all at almost 270, and you guys about 258 rushing yards per game. We are also higher because we have Christian McCaffrey, who got Offensive Player of the Year last night at the NFL Honors.
Oh.
I don't think any Chiefs got any awards last night.
Oh, that's so sad. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any.
I mean, that's okay. And then now on defense, you guys have a really good defense, but for some reason, these numbers.
Are they from this season?
Better. Yeah. They're, yeah. These are all not playoffs. I'm not giving playoff stats because that is. No,
yeah,
not doing that. But yeah, my brother, he says to me, did you know that Brock Purdy is last in pass attempts in the league, for the whole league? He's number 32. And I was like, huh. And I thought, well, maybe that's because Christian McCaffrey is running the ball so much. But then I was like, but then we had three players have 1,000-yard seasons.
Dang.
Despite having Christian McCaffrey, the best running back in the league, we had three players that broke 1,000 in receiving yards. So then I was like, oh, huh. And I have another stat later on.
That's shocking.
Not only does he have the fewest pass attempts, but he still has more yards. And your quarterback threw over 200 times more than he did.
So you know, Patrick Mahomes, like, what did he do? Like, he tripled his, like, the times he's been sacked in, like, his entire career this season. Ridiculous. Like, probably more than tripled it.
So, I just, Patrick Mahomes, Superman, whatever, but we got the up and comer. We got Clark Kent. So, all right. And Brock also exceeded Patrick in every category, fantasy points, just about every category, not every category.
Wow.
Well, more completions, but Purdy had 4,280 yards. So they're only 100 apart, but there's, that's with 107 or almost 100 more passes, he has less yards. So they like to call Brock Purdy a check down guy, a system guy. Like, okay, first of all, yards are yards. Second of all, our coach, he may have had a little buzz on media night on Monday night, which I like. I like buzzed Kyle because he was just more loose. He's usually more of a rigid guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, call him a system quarterback. He goes, I don't care. Because the thing is if you run the system, every quarterback is a system quarterback because you run the system that there is. And here's the thing. If you're not doing it and if you're not, things break down, right? If you're not making plays outside of whatever the play was, then you're not going to last. So Clearly you work within a system, but then you find ways. Like Brock found his legs in the last game. You know, he started to do some running and convert third down. So that was pretty exciting. Ooh. For us to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
And on that rushing, that's where obviously he exceeds 75 attempts to Brock's 39, 389 yards rushing to Brock's 144. But Brock has two touchdowns and Pat doesn't have any.
That's got nothing yet.
rushing wise, passing obviously, but yeah.
So wild.
And they're sacked. Okay. Pat got sacked 27 times. Brock got sacked 28. So that's pretty close. Brock only got intercepted 11 times and Pat got intercepted 14 times.
Dang. I didn't realize. It's such a weird season. It was so weird. I can't even defend it with trash talk.
I know. And that's the thing. And that's why I was asking you what the sentiment is, because I know that you guys have such high standards. And so even when you won the season, you probably weren't terribly happy with how they played. And I get like that too.
We were shocked that they got to I'm sorry, but we were shocked that we even got to, you know, postseason. And then like after even our last win that we had, you know, of the regular season, people are like, we're going to maybe win a playoff game. Like, and it took us like devouring the last two times for people to get back to, oh my gosh, this is our Chiefs. Where have they been all season? They're finally back. Like, people are hyped now, but it took like coming back in the playoffs to really get people excited again and believe.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, the Chiefs looked like the Chiefs in the playoffs, you know, unlike they had in the regular season. And our quarterback didn't look as good in the playoffs as he did in the regular season. So that's, I think that's part of why people are like, hey, you know, Pat, I'm not going to bet against playoff Pat. So
yeah, I feel like a lot of people in the media are saying that right now. They're not going to bet against Pat again. We'll see what happens.
So this is like on the NFL app, you can sort stats and stuff, which is pretty cool. So this one, Brock Purdy did have the highest rating for the season at 110, but I have this stat up. The 49ers have more first down conversions than anybody. Wow. I'm sorry. No, not more, but our percentage is higher. So it's the 42.2%.
Okay.
The Cowboys, you know, had more, but our percentage is higher. So of the, you know, attempts. And then, yeah, I'm not sure that, you know, you're totally in it when you screen capture it. And then I'm like, wait, which was that? So here's the 38. So most playoff wins, not appearances, wins in NFL history. Gotcha. So we're at 38. So one ahead of the Patriots. So
wow.
I will say part of that, you guys, for the last four times, you had to play one less game. Or when, what, right? Because I think you guys had the first seed in the bye. Mm-hmm. So this year we didn't have to play the first game, but yeah, it's pretty exciting. So, and then we're the first, this is kind of a weird stat. 49ers are the first team ever to have five different Super Bowl starting quarterbacks. I think it's because sometimes like when you go, you like keep like the obviously the Patriots kept Brady for a long time. We had Montana for a long time. We had Steve Young for a long time. Like, you know, Montana won three, Steve Young won two. Yeah. So we won our first five Super Bowls and, you know, have lost our last two. So we are due.
You're due.
Oh, we've got a viewer. who is it? Oh, it's somebody on my YouTube. Welcome. Hi. Please put in a comment and we would love to engage with you. If you want to talk about my background,
awesome. I mean, background.
Jen brought props, but she didn't put any effort in her.
In fact, this picture right here, that's our entire family, like Tim's side of the family and the kids and his kids and
everyone.
And we're all dressed in our Hopping Gnome Chiefs shirts. From a couple seasons ago, the Hopping Gnome put out.
Mahomes, super cute.
Mahomes for Mahomes.
You can see it. We also have a player, Patrick Willis, getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. Finally, that was announced last night. So very exciting.
That's huge.
Very, very exciting. Totally long overdue. People were talking about it all week. And I mean,
you know what I brought? That you can't see, but when we win, we're going to open this to celebrate.
What year's that from? 22. Okay.
Yeah, it's last year's.
All right. Well,
woo-hoo.
We've got three viewers now. All right. Who are you? Give us some comments.
Like, who's going to win the Super Bowl in your opinion? And also, why do you think that?
I just had to pop this back up since we have people watching. So just for a little fanfare, we're going to win by three. And I think it's going to be 34-31.
That's different than mine.
I mean, my original, I go back and forth between that and 24-21 because like your defense is good. Our defense is good, but I don't know. What about you? Go sports, Lindsay, my niece.
I had us 31-28 in my opinion.
Okay.
And
so that's not too far off. Not too far.
I know. I was shocked to know that our numbers would be that close together. It sounds to me like we both think it's going to be a pretty stressful game.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. I'm going to be in Las Vegas.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah. You're taking your sister. You're meeting your sister.
Well, she decided to fly here, but she lands in like 20 minutes. So go sports, Lindsay. Well, it was cheaper to fly here.
You are going to road trip.
Yeah, we're going to drive out there in the morning. And I have some new friends who also commute for the games. So we're going to sit with them in the restaurant VIP viewing party thing at our hotel. So
much fun. I'm so excited.
We'll go to the NFL experience and just be with our people in a sea of red.
the sea of red for real. We're hosting, of course. We're hosting. And so these signs, I got a whole bunch of these signs. I got a whole bunch of these red heart glasses. Obviously, we have to have a Taylor-themed Super Bowl party this year. I mean, who wouldn't? If you're a Swiftie and a Chiefs fan, why not mesh the two together? So I'm making chili. He's making ribs. We have people bringing stuff. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited.
So the 49ers, when they enter the field, they enter to like dancing. There's a big, oh my gosh, I just lost. It's a big boom box, but they call it something else. Bump box. It's called the bump box. And it's huge. And somebody, you know, has it on his shoulder. Somebody made a meme video of, it's a Taylor Swift song. Yeah. And they like pumped it up and it like, there was clapping in it and it worked perfectly with the clapping from that one of the players like running onto the field. So the joke was like, wouldn't it be funny if they used a Taylor song against him?
It wouldn't be the first time they've used, like somebody played Shake It Off for us when we lost to, I can't remember who it was, but yeah, we've gotten to Shake It Off at the end of a game that we lost. And yeah.
Well, and I was going to say, so the, in her Shake It Off video, there's a scene with a big like boombox just like that. Yeah. And she's dressed in red and black.
It's
in
crazy.
It. Yeah.
It's yeah. Crazy.
All right, y'all. Anybody have any smack talk to bring to the table for Jen? It's been fairly tame. I only because all the talk, she just accepted it as truth.
I mean, it kind of is though. Like you look back at our season, the only thing that I can say, if you try to tell us that we had a bad postseason, I'd be like, you're wrong. And now we have bad blood. So
right. Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh. Are just so see, I've got a list of things.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, our quarterback is 24 years old and humble. Like, also, by the way, for his college team, he was third string quarterback and came back and they won a championship with him. And then he was third string last pick, and then third string quarterback for the Niners, and then should have gone to the Super Bowl last year, but you know, the Eagles decided to take out all our quarterbacks. And yeah. So he's going to his second Super Bowl in his second attempt, you know, so yeah. His first Super Bowl, sorry, in his second attempt. So, and like I mentioned, we've got the best running back in the league. I know that your run defense is pretty good.
Yeah. But you know, I had a bad dream last night that
Christian is slippery.
I had a bad dream about Kadarius Toney last night, dropping the dang ball in the end zone. I was like, this better not be like a premonition. But then like, did you read that? Like I saw a thing, I was reading articles yesterday because I was researching for this. I was like, I need to come up with some fun facts because I haven't been able to watch TV this week. But like, I found the Kadarius Toney thing that said like, where he quotes, if I get the ball, I'm like, you know, you can try to catch it, right? Here. That's all I got. I don't know. Oh my gosh, I love the Chiefs. We know this, but I'm also very realistic. We've had a wonderful postseason, but man, we better effing bring it on Sunday.
So can you see the ladybug on the background? The upper left-hand corner? Yeah. There's a ladybug in the upper left-hand corner of our window that we're in. Oh. Near the bubbles. Can you see? Upper left-hand. Can you not see the time?
Oh, yeah, live? See, okay, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you hear about Brandon Ayuk, our wide? So Brandon Ayuk is one of our receivers. And after the game, I think it was Aaron Andrews interviewing him, and he said he had a ladybug land on his shoe before the game started. And
good news for us.
But here's the thing, Jen. In the parking lot before we went in, my friend Kelly's friend had one on his hand. He goes, look, it's a ladybug. Look, it's good luck.
Oh, gosh.
Like, what? And then the cheerleaders on the celebration thing, the NFL or the Niners cheerleaders pointed out there was a ladybug on the, not on the dais, but on the thing below. And so I was like, okay. And so then I started Googling, like, what is a swarm of ladybugs? And like, when do they migrate at a certain time of year? Apparently in the Bay Area, in the Bay, it's like it's a common time for them to, and it's called a lovely, a group of ladybugs. No, a lovely.
That's so
it really is.
Oh, that's so lovely. But I have to
open for all the ladybugs.
So you start involving nature and insects and things like that into your team culture, things get scary for the other people, because I remember when the Royals had a mantis And we did really good that season. And they danced us around game to game to game to game. I swear, this was, I feel like it was after, I don't feel like it was the season that we won.
Like a praying mantis, the bug?
It's like a live praying mantis.
Okay.
Like that somehow ended up, I don't know if it was on someone's shoe or in the dugout or whatever, but then they traveled around with it all season, did really good. And like, we had mantis shirts and, you know, all this stuff. It builds like some kind of awesome vibe when you have something fun like that. It builds community and it's freaking awesome. God bless the mantis.
So and we'll see.
And it's not lovely about your ladybugs. That's my trash talk. It's not lovely.
Your ladybugs are not lovely.
Not lovely.
I have a very traumatizing memory as a kid where I was like, oh, look at these cute ladybugs. And I was gathering them in my hand. I don't know how old I was, like 5, 6, 7, something. And then I opened my hands and I let them go. My hands were all yellow. And I was like, ew, they peed on me. So I haven't had quite the love for ladybugs that you would think because of that. Until now, it's my love is back. My love is returned. And so since we have some viewers, I wanted to bring this back. I showed this at the beginning. Even Taylor, despite her wanting her boyfriend to win, has an affinity for 13 because it's a really good number. So I'm just throwing that out there. And I know that Kelsey and George Kittle are 87 plus 13 is 100. Kelsey and Kittle are friends. They do the tight end academy together or whatever, and tight end day and all that kind of stuff. But I just wanted to say, Travis did say that Kittle was the best tight end of this year. So
he's so humble. He's so humble. Look at him. The best at being humble.
Okay. He wins for his humbleness. Okay. Yes.
Right. Your word and humility. Wonderful.
All right. Well, I don't wish you luck.
I don't wish you luck, but we know we're still friends.
We are still friends.
You're so
and
fun.
I'm just going to bring back this guy, Travis, George Kittle is...
You know I'm taking video.
He is going... My prediction is that he's going to score the winning touchdown.
Ouch. Ouch. That's
my prediction. We are number one.
Down.
All right. This is fun. If you join late, you may want to watch it back. This is a little bit more planned than the one we did 4 years ago because I wanted to bring it because I want to win this freaking game. It's time. It's our time.
So do I. I want to win.
Yeah. Well,
I want to win too.
It's really hard to win back to back. It's really hard to win back to back. I mean, you guys haven't done it yet. We have.
We will.
But it's been a minute. So, but it hasn't been done. I don't think since like 2003, 2004 that when the Patriots did it. So
the freaking Patriots,
it's just really hard to get back there. So, all right, y'all, this is fun. This has been a bonus episode, you know, not our normal, but we got a lot of views and listens, lots of downloads last time. So we thought, hey man, let's do it again.
And how often does this happen?
I know. I mean, only every 4 years, apparently.
Every leap year.
Oh, that's right. It's also
a ski ball.
Oh, it's like a leap year tradition.
Oh,
what?
My gosh.
Oh, that's a trip. Huh. It's our turn. Our turn. Niners go. Niners go. Okay. All right. And we have a new listener. All right. We'll hang on for just a second if somebody wants to say hey. It looks like they're on your page. I like that now. StreamYard shows you can hover over the eye and it says what platform that the people are coming from. So we have three people on my YouTube and one person on your Facebook. Oh, and they went away. Oh, just like that.
Casual. No, just kidding.
All right, friends. This has honorarily been episode 149, but it's really been episode 144. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We hope you have fun. We will probably do a commercial recap of some kind in the following weeks. Thanks for being with us, and we will catch you next time.